and I have a life to live. Now, I will spend some 70, 80 years in this body. I know it's already over 70. But I will spend 70, 80 years, maybe, in this body. But I'm going to live eternal.
Amen.
Now, the real me on the inside, that spiritual being which each and one of us are, we live eternal. Yet we focus so much on the physical. The majority of our lives here on planet Earth are spent trying to make our physical self physically comfortable. Got news for you. Life is not comfortable. It's not fair. Life is not everything. It's a gift from God for a period, very short period, of your existence. But because each of us are spiritual, you need to understand, you will live eternally. Your choice where you want to live eternally. I chose Christ, therefore I chose heaven. Christ, though, introduced himself to me. Jesus says, I will let you know I'll make first contact. And he did. Now, Larry, once you make first contact with me, I want you to know I had contacted you. You contacted me back. That means we had a heart-to-heart. It's called a come-to-Jesus moment in our life. It said, I want you to know you will forever be with me. Whew. Now, I'm still stuck in this body. I am still stuck in this body because my ministry is not over yet. When it's over, God will take me home. But it's not over yet. You still sitting there breathing? It ain't over yet. You don't have a right to give up. You don't have a right to quit because each of us have been given a ministry. Now, what's our problem? A problem is we've decided we want to do it all ourselves. I want to remake God in my image. That ain't going to work, folks. But that's what the human mind wants. Well, this is what I think God says. Do you think God didn't make himself clear when he touched your life? Clear as a bell to me. Larry Pete, I'm calling you to preach. Ugh. Why me, Lord? Each one goes through that. Each one of us go through it time and time again in our life. Why does Christ keep reminding us? Because he happens to love you, and he happens to love me. And he has a ministry for each and every one of us to be about. Well, you know, I'm just tired. I preached 43 years. I'm getting tired. I got, well, suck it up, Marine. Jesus wasn't feeling so hot on the cross either. Did you think of that? Taking my sin upon him. He took my pain. He took my guilt. He took my punishment. And here I am, not having to pay for anything. I've been given eternal life because of who he is. Not only then did he give us eternal life, he gave us a way to enjoy it. So Christian, this morning I'm going to be telling you how to enjoy it, to building on the right foundation. But you need to understand first the reason he gave us this foundation to build on. Foundational building. Now, for you builders, if that foundation isn't solid, that house is going to settle and sink. Sometimes it does anyway. It's solid rock, solid ground. No playing around with it. Got to be done right. That's right. So the Lord tells us, I want you to understand this. I'm going to give you the key to to a solid foundation. Now we all say, you know, I don't know what to do next. Here's something really great for you to think about. There's a book called the Bible that happens to have in it the guidelines for foundational structure. And in that book called the Bible is your life story, is your life history. In that book called the Bible, you will see you in it. You start reading and you think, that's me. Man, I had a temperament just like that. No, Larry, you still got it. That's who you are. So God created me to be who I am. That's why he doesn't want somebody else changing my personality. I may be a jerk, but I'm God's jerk. God's the one who makes us who we are. And he puts us together. And then he says to us, good. Now that you've accepted my son as Lord and Savior, he is a solid foundation. There is no other, 1 Corinthians 3:11, for no one, the last two no ones were me, can lay any foundation other than the one we already have, Jesus Christ. No other foundation. What's the world doing today? Oh, there's another way. There's this way. Well, you know, you can worship an individual, and that individual will tell you. I listened to one the other day on television, a Muslim leader, let everybody know he is Jesus Christ. You know, it makes me want to get away from the television before it completely explodes. Farrakhan said, I am the Christ. I am Jesus Christ. You know, and I'm thinking, Lord, you're full of mercy, because he just blasphemed God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and all of creation, claiming to be the Christ. Were we not told many would come saying, I am he? They are liars, and the truth is not in them. Farrakhan is a liar, and the truth is not in him. An evil personality. And God says, foundation deals with what I give you, not what man tells you. So therefore, I got the book. Nobody's burnt the Bibles yet. Don't worry, they'll be out for them again. Wonder why so many believe and say there is no Christ, there is no God, and they go out of their way against the Christian church. If what we preach and what we teach is a lie, it is not real, then why try to stop us? What do they care? Do you know why Christianity is under fire today? Because Christianity is the true foundation for life and peace and joy. Not man, Christ, the Son of the living God. And he says, there's this one foundation. You get on that solid rock foundation. Build on what Jesus preached. Listen, Luke 6, 46 through 49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it, because it was well built. So therefore, the scripture tells me that my foundation for living in this human body for such a short period of time is God's Word, the Bible. Jesus said, I'm leaving you instructions. He didn't just leave me instructions about salvation. He left me instructions for living a human existence, an everyday work environment life. He did not tell me to pull off in some commune. He did not tell me to separate myself from the world. He said, be in the world, but just don't be of it. He said, I want to give you direction for living a reality existence. Get real. Get real. Life is out there and you're living it. You got to be in it in school. You got to be in it at work. And yes, you got to be in it at church. You know who runs most people off from church? Christians. It's not the enemy on the outside, it's the enemy within. You see, we need to love each other whether we're right or wrong. Jesus loves me whether I'm right or wrong. I'm his child, and he happens to love me. Even if I'm wrong most of the time, I'm still his child. But he says, take my guidelines. I've given it to you. Read my word. You want to get blessed during the day? I want you to do this. You want a great blessing for the rest of the day, for tomorrow? When you get up, read a scripture. I don't know, read a verse. Just read one verse. I'm not telling you to get, you know, I've got a year to get through this Bible. I'm going to get through the Bible. You got to let the Bible go through you, not you go through the Bible. You got to read the Bible with prayer. I'm a slow reader. Because I get hooked on one sentence and I can't leave it. And I keep rereading the same sentence over and over. Because I want to learn from it. Yes, I know what this word means now, but what did it mean then? What did it mean in that generation? What was the background? What are all the synonyms that go with it? And that would drive people crazy. So I get in a room by myself and I do the same thing. I don't read a bit faster. Why? I want to absorb God's word. I want to let his word soak in here in my heart and my spirit. Doesn't do me any good to be able to quote all the scripture in the world and not know what it means. And not to have prayed over it. And thought about it. And allowed it to become part of me. And God says, the world is out to hurt you. I read that in his book. Because you love me, he says, they're going to hate you just like they hated me.
No.
Because I'm such a sweetheart. I'm so nice and I'm so kind. Jesus was nice, and he was kind, and they nailed him to a cross. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He fed the hungry. He did all these things, and they rejected him. Why? Because man wants to be boss and recreate God into man's image. And many have done that. But I got news for you. False God, fake God, unreal God. And that fake God is not God at all. The God of the universe, the God that is real for your spirit, he's the one that's right in your heart. He's the one that's truly there when you're in trouble. Oh, I'll always back you up. Very few human beings will ever be there. All the brotherhood does, but very few, the sisterhood does, but very few will be there when nobody else wants to be. You see, I don't just need people when I'm right. I need people more when I'm wrong. I need people more when I'm really a jerk and said something foolish or done something very ignorant. In life, that's when you need the friend. That's when you need the one that doesn't come and sit down and say, let me tell you what all is wrong with you. Why, it'd take me a year just with Randy himself and he with me. You see, you and I are made in the image of God. Therefore, I have no idea what's wrong with you until I get to thinking. Maybe nothing's wrong with you. Maybe there's something wrong with me in my relationship to you. That's in the book. You take the plank out of your own eye before you try to talk about the splinter in someone else's? Huh? Huh? It's in the book. That's the book for life. That's the book that God has given us so we can build on His foundation. His Word is the foundation. His Word is the power. His Word is the truth. His Word is my GPS. God's guidance system. And God says, pay attention, for I want you to be able to stand, because the days are getting rocky. Have you noticed, those of us who have age on us, the days are getting rocky? Gotta be. I've already decided I must be walking on some big boulders sometimes, because I'm staggering all over the place from wall to wall. Life is rocky like that, and we get afraid, because we don't know what to do. And then we sit down, and then we always make this foolish statement: I guess all there is left is prayer. We get to praying, God blesses us. We get to praying, God directs us to one of His scriptures that He's got there for us. It's the guideline for foundational living, and it has our name on it. Read the book. Apply those words to your life as a couple, as parents. You want your children protected? You cannot be with them 24/7 where they are. I know you want to be, but you can't. If I was there, I'd protect him. You can't always be there, Larry. But I know one who can. His name is Jesus. He's always there. That girl don't have a shot in this world without Jesus watching over her, no matter where she goes. That's the truth in life, folks. And because we love them, we said, Lord, please protect them. Father, I can't be there. I know that, Larry. But you can be here. You see this person? This person needs your help. I placed that person right in front of you. And that person needs help right in front of your path. You help that person. And you know what I'm going to do, Brother Larry? I'm his brother also. I am going to make sure there's someone else that'll go to your child, to your grandchild. And you can't be there, but they will watch over them. I'll tell them to. You know what Jesus kept trying to tell them? He said, I have many, many followers in this place. You'll be just fine. Jesus said, I got many. Many you don't even know about. I got. Be faithful to me, my word. That's the foundation. I'll watch after you, kid. I'll be the one there, but you be about the business I place you in. That's foundational living. That's living on the foundation of Jesus Christ. If you don't do it, all you've built over your life will crumble. Have you ever thought, you know, I'll get to a point in my life where I can just retire, and this is what I'm going to do when I get to that age of retirement? You know, I never dreamed that my retirement, if this is what you call it, of the age of retirement, would be taking care of a 105-year-old mother. I didn't even write that in the script, but it's there. And I'm the only one to do it. You're there, whatever the situation is in your life, and you're there for a purpose, because God decided that you're the one to do it. God says, here, take care of my children. Here, you take care of this situation. I'll take care of the rest. That's foundational living. If I do not build on His Word, listen to verse 49. But the one who hears my words, you know, that's great what Jesus said. That's wonderful. You know, I just love hearing it. I want to tell you, Jesus, how great it was. Now, Larry, show me. Do what I told you to do. If I've called you to preach, you preach. Don't you be sissying out on me. you stand and you preach my word. Not the word of the human race, but the word of the living God. And you stand strong in that word, because that's the foundation for true life. Without that foundation, they will collapse. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice, you want to thank God? Do what God tells us to do. You want to give thanks to God? Do God's work. Read His word. Follow what He tells you to do. Practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. Actually, the old English on that say, and the collapse of it was great. Or the collapse was great thereof. I mean, it crumbled big time. You cannot build your life on any foundation other than the word of Jesus Christ and think you're going to have peace. Peace will not come. And all you have built will collapse. All the ideals you have about your future. Do you know what I know about my future? I'm breathing right this second. The next second I may not. But as long as you have a breath of air in you, you stand up for the truth. I don't care how small a congregation or how large a congregation. Without the foundational word of Jesus Christ, there is no hope. Man does not build churches. The Holy Spirit builds men. The Holy Spirit fills the heart and offers. But Jesus says in His word, I will have an outpouring of my Spirit. But many will hear my word and turn away from the truth, because the word of Christ is hard. Jesus says as a Christian that I'm going to suffer. Nobody wants to suffer. Jesus tells me that because I'm a Christian, everybody who hates Him is going to hate me. Who enjoys being hated? But He tells me this. When I invite you to hook up on my yoke, He's putting His arm around you, because my burden is light. You know what He's telling us? He's telling us the story of Him going to the cross when the weight from the human condition that He was in was so great that He fell and could no longer pick it up. And one was grabbed and put there and said, help Him carry it. Jesus was showing us something. The weight of life itself is going to feel like it's going to push you to the ground, and many times it will. You will be pushed down with the weight of life, the cross upon top of you, and not knowing what's going to happen. And Jesus says, I have a yoke for you, Larry. Give me that cross. Give me that problem. I gave you my word. I've already died for your victory. So therefore, we sang victory in Jesus. We need to act like we have victory in Jesus. He said, let me carry it. You can't handle the weight. I guess that's sort of like combat. Maybe you've had to been there to know what the preacher's talking about. Because the weight of life can push you down to where you feel about that high. You know why we feel that way? We feel like we've let everybody down because of our own human weaknesses. We feel that high. But I read the book, and Jesus says, call on my name, Larry. Call on my name, Larry. I call on the name of Jesus, and He takes those old dry bones. He will raise you up. He will give you strength. Is the battle over? No. The battle has only begun. Here's the difference. You've already won through Christ, the foundation. He wrote the book on foundations. And He's always said, be on solid ground. Solid ground. Or you will collapse. Have you collapsed? Gosh, I've collapsed so many times in life. Just want to give up. just want to quit. And then there's a spark that hits me. The Lord really chews me out a lot. I'll let you know when it's over. I'll let you know when you can die. I'll let you know. Whine about Agent Orange and cancer. The Lord says, I got this for you already. I will keep you around for my ministry because I love you. But now when it gets to a certain point, he says, come on home. Now you tell me who's winning on this one. I get to go home one day. But right now, all hell has broken loose in our nation, in this world, and each one of us have a voice. So we must stand up. We must be heard. But that word that comes from our mouth must be the foundational word of Jesus Christ. Through His word, and His word only, will you see victory for the United States of America.